Nun fest die Fee, Bonam boi amud in Ismai bekaf. If a person builds a pillar in the middle of this chotzer that has walls around it, but was not made for dwelling purposes, and it's more than a sign, then you cannot carry in the area. So you put a pillar in the middle of it, on the side of it, and as a result of the pillar, we don't have more than so sign now. So wherever that's put in, if his pillar is rough of Shloisha Tvokim, Halimir. If it is 10 Tvokim tall and 3 by 3 Tvokim, then since it's more than 3 Tvokim, it is not bottled to the Shus, and it limits the area to make it less than so sign. Sifvav, Bon Mechisiv Arach Ezer Amois, Lefnei Mechisiv Rishayin Levatlo. Let's say on the eastern side there was a mechitza. So we have a mechitza on the eastern side going from north to south. And then in front of that mechitza, inside the rishus, you make a second one, which is more than 10 amos long. So now you replace the old mechitza, which is behind the new mechitza, with the new mechitza. So that's also considered that you made a new hekif. You made a new, you surrounded it in a new fashion by using this new wall. That is also a way of converting the area which was not encircled with the mechisa for dwelling purposes, and now this new 10 tefachim, so more than 10 amos, he's doing it for dwelling purposes, and it will change the status of the whole chotzer. It has to, though, be mechika, mishoyin shloisha tefachim mutar. It has to be more than 3 tefachim away from the original one, because the less than 3 tefachim away is just considered extension of the old mechisa. You have to make a new mechisa. Shmura adds that if this wall caused the area to be less than to not to be more than two soin, to be not more than so sain, so it's also mutter, because like I said before, if you have some permanent structure there, which is 10 tefachim tall and more than 3 tefachim wide, then it limits the area of the chotzer, and if it's limited to the point that it's not more than 2 soin, and then it would also be good. Siv Zayim, and this night he added cement plaster to the walls, and the walls will drop more than so Zayim, and by adding the cement, now the remaining space is not more than so Zayim. In order to be considered that you limited the size, it has to be that the cement you put onto the wall is thick enough that if you remove the wall, it will be able to stand up by itself. Otherwise, we look at it as if it's not existent, and since without it, when the Yisrael is assigned, it's more than assigned, it's remained in that status. Yeah. And the Shabbat brings, though, that their opinions are more lenient, and they say that even if it cannot stand by itself, but it can stand as long as it's supported by the wall, it's good enough. And he said it could be laser tzoyer when it's necessary, you can rely on the more lenient period. But basically we have two ways of making it. Shusha was just also because it wasn't so sign, making it mutter. Either making it smaller by filling it up with different things, and it's not more than so sign, it's permitted. Another way of doing it is by building new mechitzas, either by taking down the old ones or placing the mechitza more than 3 tefachim in one of the sides. If that replacement is more than 10 amos long, then it's considered a new hekiv. And the new hekiv is now the shame deal for dwelling purposes.